Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, I got some meat and potatoes in here as guests today, I can tell you that. Got this whole room filled up, shoulder to shoulder, and there's only four of them. But welcome, Aaron Elmore, head coach of Calhoun football. And I also have three of his captains with me, Bo Lorschball, Connor Longnecker, and Patrick Friedel. Welcome, fellas, to the studio here at WJBM.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Coach, I know you're excited about this season. You got to be, and I know you are.
No, most definitely, yes.
Now, how long have you been coaching football?
This is year 21 for me.
Year 21. Mm-hmm. I'll be darned. And you teach as well?
Yeah, I'm a teacher at the high school, teach history and think some science this year.
Cool. Now, you've been teaching 21 years. How many years at Calhoun?
This year, 11 at Calhoun.
11 as head coach?
Yeah, head coach, 11 years at Calhoun.
Where were you before?
Before that, I was at Beardstown. And I was there for 5 years, head coach, Beardstown, 5 years.
Yeah, how was that over at Beardstown?
That went well. I mean, at the beginning, you know, it was taking over a new program and a program that hadn't had much success. And then, you know, as time went on, we improved each and every year. So I think at the end, I think we was lost in the first round playoffs, but we was 8-2.
Okay. Before that, anywhere? Just you start off at Beardstown?
Well, I started off in Calhoun, actually, okay, as assistant coach for Kirk Brandenburg, and was there for 4 years. And then I went on and moved on to Bethalto, and I was at Bethalto for a couple years, and I was at Marquette for one before, you know, I went to Beardstown.
Who'd you coach under at Marquette?
At Marquette, it was Rick Reinhart.
All right.
So Hall of Fame coach from, you know, won a state championship at Tuscola.
Okay. I will, hey, Patrick, question. Last year, last season, what was the biggest game you had last season?
Last season, I would say that it had to be our second round game against Camp Point.
It was the biggest one. Now, how about that game? That was a heck of a game, wasn't it?
It was really back and forth. I mean, we both played a great game, but we just didn't. We weren't mentally in it, I guess.
They were a tough team. My gosh,
they wanted it last season.
Yeah, and they won the championship as well.
Yeah,
Connor, as far as that team goes and that game goes, how did you guys rank as far as playing Camp Point?
When it comes to playing Camp Point, I think we ranked as one of the tougher teams they played all season in terms of just giving them the best game in terms of physicality and just how we played against them.
Okay. So. Anything you plan on doing different this year? Because, I mean, of course, you lost players, right? And they lost players. But you kept some and they kept some. So the thing that they kept was that running back who was like a truck. Yeah. How are you going to stop that guy?
Hit him low. Just hit him low and hard. Make him not want to run anymore. Make him want to quit.
Yeah.
Thing to do.
You'll be zeroing in on him.
Oh, yes.
Now, Bo Lorschbaum, one of the Lorschbaum boys. Now, what position you playing, Bo?
Yeah, I play middle linebacker and guard.
Middle linebacker. Of course, as we were talking before, that's the position I played in high school football at Calhoun and thoroughly loved it. What do you think about that position? Would you rather be a running back or a quarterback or anything?
Nothing at all. I love where I play and love what I do. It's a great time.
So what's your technique? What are you thinking right before the ball snap? You're eyeing up. What's your strategy? What are you looking for?
I take a look at everything and take everything into consideration from everything I've watched on film all week and their tendencies and what they do. And
any initial, who do you look at first?
Start
look
by looking
at guards,
the,
or
yeah,
looking?
Looking at the guards and seeing what they're going to do. And usually the guards take you to the ball, so follow them and go make a play.
Looking for tendencies?
Always.
You know, maybe for some of the people that are listening, okay. And there might be some younger people who listen to this game, you know, future Calhoun players. what are the tendencies that guards sometimes give away?
Some of them, if they're going to pull or trap, they might have less weight on their hands, and you can tell that by the whites in their knuckles, or you can tell maybe some of them will have their feet dropped back a little bit farther if they're going to pass block or something else. But
okay, you know they're going to, you know that they're, you're thinking that they're going to pull, right?
Or yes, trap. Sir.
So now how do you figure out which direction they're going? You got a way on that?
I tell you, just always be ready.
Yeah. Well, okay. Coach, back to you. What do you think going to be the difference this year of this team as of last year? Is it going to be better, or is it going to be the same, or what's
well, that's hard to say, but I think the possibilities, you know, are endless for us this season. I mean, we have a tremendous amount of depth. We have a tremendous amount of experience. What we bring back is, some of the better players I feel like in the state. I'd take these guys over anybody. So we're really working on, the mental part of the game is going to be a big part of, our training, trying to get to that discipline level that you have to be, what Camp Point was last year, because we feel like that, one of the biggest reasons why we lost to them twice was they were more disciplined than we was.
They were.
We made some mistakes where they did not make mistakes, and that's how they beat us. So we're trying to get to that level.
Do you feel like, though, they were a little bit, had you outmanned pound for pound?
I don't know if we was outmanned.
You don't?
No, I don't. I think that, they may have had a little bit more experience in those big games than we have had in the, from the past. We've been kind of building up these last few years to get to this point to where we're at now. But, I felt like it was just a mistake here or there that kind of cost us in those games. Because, it really came down the first time we played and we had the ball 4th-and-1 with, like a minute and a half to go at the goal line. And we could have, scored and took the lead in that game. And then the second game, there was a big third quarter play where they fake punted it on us. And, we just ran inside and they got to the edge and got first down. I thought that was kind of a backbreaking moment for us, So if we can kind of eliminate – plays like that, get us over the upper echelon, beating some of these teams that we want to beat to make it further than we did last season.
What is those? There's some people haven't seen Calhoun play, right? What's your strategy? How's Calhoun play? What's their offensive like?
Well, we do run a unique offense. I mean, we've ran this offense probably 30 years now. We run triple option. That's basically our base. Which is, difficult for teams to prepare for because it's hard to emulate in practice. So we take pride in that. But we are a very physical team on both sides of the ball. Physicality is the one thing that we try to invoke into our kids, throughout the off season, weightlifting and things of that nature, that what we do to prepare for the season, get ourselves big, fast, and strong. But physicality, that's kind of where we are and what we try to do, try to make it more difficult on the offensive team with our physicality.
Connor, for those who are listening can't see, of course, Connor's kind of a big dude. What is he about? Are you like 6'3"?
I'm about a 6'1", 230.
Okay, yeah, 6'1", 230. That's a big hunk. Now, you're a defender. You play defense.
Yes, I do.
And what position you play?
I play a D end and a nose tackle sometimes.
All right. And what do you feel like the team strategy? Coach talked about offense. What do you plan on doing defensively? What do you think? How are you going to beat these teams and get state championship this year?
So our defense is centered around our middle linebackers. Obviously, Bo's a middle linebacker, and we have Jack Webster, a middle linebacker. But my goal as a D lineman is to make sure the guards and the tackles and the center are not getting to our D linemen, so they can go. I mean, our linebackers, so they can go make the plays. And sometimes the D linemen will have to step up, like in week 1 when they're passing a lot, to go sack the quarterback and get pressure on him is kind of our goals.
Okay. Patrick. Now, Patrick, you came in here on crutches, right? What's your story, dude? What happened?
Well, the other week we were at a 7-on-7, 11-on-11 with North Mac and... It was
Nicomas,
yeah. And we were running a stretch option play, and they pitched it to me, and I got tackled a little awkwardly, and someone fell on my leg, and I broke my fibia.
Now, Are you going to be able to play this year?
Yeah, I anticipate being back around week one, week two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With a broken fibia?
Well...
Or tibia, which is it?
It's a fibia.
Fibia, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not a very long recovery, honestly.
It isn't. Okay. Well, I know, I've seen you play, and you are a speed demon. I mean, what are you running your 40 in?
Last time I was clocked, it was a 4.38.
4.38? Dang! I mean, that's pro level, 4.38. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Who was running the clock, your mom?
Coach Elmore here.
Dang, that's good. So I know, I mean, how do you feel about that, having that much speed? I mean, that's, you definitely have to be the fastest on your team.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I am. Yeah. But it helps, especially like, just making sure everyone else is doing their jobs and being able to help cover them on the field too.
Yeah. Now you play safety?
I play safety and running back, and I do all the kicking and kick returning stuff too.
Yeah. Was your mom and dad, or your dad, did he play football as well?
Yeah, my dad played. He was on the 92-93 championship teams actually.
Okay. So you had to hear that story every weekend.
I've heard it quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was a good one. I was there at that game as well. It was a fun time, for sure. Now, what are you thinking, all right, when you're in position to get the ball, all right? Whether, I don't know if there's a difference, like when you're returning punts. You return punts and kick very well. I see you playing at the next level of that. What are you thinking on that?
Well, before, I just kind of scan and see how they're lined up coming down the field, and depending on where the ball's kicked is, because once you catch it, you just got to go. You can't sit and look and wait.
Do you look at all? Once you got it in your hands, do you take a quick look?
I take a quick look, but I already have in my mind where I'm going. I'm just trying to figure out exactly my path.
Uh-huh. How many returns did you score touchdowns on last year as far as punt returns, kickoff returns? Did you get one in?
I think I had one. But
did you?
Yeah, we didn't have
you
many
didn't have that blocking.
Yeah, we didn't have many kick returns either.
They
didn't score a lot.
Okay, and but you had some punt returns.
We had a couple. I had a couple long ones, but they always got to me right before I got in the end zone.
Be darn. What are you going to do this year different?
I've been working on my
speed,
and my shiftiness, and so maybe it'll help me evade those tackles a little bit better.
I didn't want to say anything, Coach, but he did look a little shifty when he came in here. I didn't want to say anything. You know, shifty eyes. That's, yeah, you got it going on. I think you'll do well this. Coach, one thing I got to comment on. All right, and I asked you before. I said, you doing any recruiting? You recruit for these teams? And go ahead. Do you recruit for these teams?
Just in the hallways.
Just in the hallways?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically for a public school. You're going in the hallways. You try to get as many guys out as you can. But you also use, you know, your experienced people like, you know, these guys or whoever to, you know, some of your seniors to make sure that they're able to help, you know, get some people out on the team and things of that nature. I mean, we're a very small school. Heck, I think we have like 160 kids in our school. So, you know, we're up over about 40 between 42 and 45 kids this season. You know, so we got about, you know, at least a third of the, you know, kids playing, you know, that's in our school. So it's pretty good, I feel like.
Well, you know, you say you don't recruit, and you're not witnessing this because at halftime, you go on into the locker room. So is your team. But when I was there at a game last season, all right, I saw some big recruiting going on. All right. Imagine this, listeners. You got this packed house. All right. And, you have, Callow. What's the first name?
Eric
Callow. Actually, I coached Eric. You got Eric Callow up in the booth, and he is, he's loud. You can hear him, right? And then you have, this is what I witnessed. It was halftime, and he was going to announce the future Warrior football player. And you guys haven't seen it either, but you're in the locker room. But all these kids from, I don't know, maybe kindergarten up to eighth grade are all standing in this big group at the infield, waiting to have their name announced and waiting to run out there as a future Warrior. And everybody is just going on. I mean, it's just crazy. And these kids are loving it. Now, me, I don't know. Man, that was the biggest recruiting tool I ever saw in high school. What about that? Did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, I did. We've done that for a long time. You know, these guys did it as well.
Did you?
You know, back in the day. And, you know, I think it just helped bring enthusiasm. You want to get them to the game. You know, get as many parents and kids to the games as you possibly can. You know, and I think that's, you know, very helpful tool, you know, to be able to get that done. But I think the ultimate recruiter is just having success.
Yes.
You know, if you have success, then people want to be a part of the team. And that's what we're looking to do. You know, we're hoping to have an even better season this year than we did last season. And hopefully that brings, you know, some more kids that want to be a part of, you know, our program. And but I think that's probably the biggest recruiting tool.
As we were talking beforehand, tell us a little bit about what goes on to prepare for the season. What do you guys got going on? You got some weightlifting going on. You got some. What else? What entails if you're going to be a football player?
Yeah, since May, we got out of school like mid-May, and you know, we've met 2-3 times a week. You know, we take things slow and you know, go through the basics of our offense and our defense, and you know, our special teams, and we lift each day that we're there. We do a little bit of conditioning, some flexibility stuff, some stretching things, some explosiveness, you know, training and things of that nature. But I feel like we have a pretty good summer program, and then we also go to different places. You know, now you can have 11-on-11, you know, joint practices. So we've done that a couple times, and you know, I think it's only for the, you know, the betterment of you know, our improvement as a team. And we got our last 11-on-11 joint practice Thursday.
Oh yeah, who's that with?
We got Alton Marquette and Gillespie coming to our place, so we're looking forward to that.
But you do a lot with the younger kids as well. I don't know if you do, but somebody is.
We have a JFL program, and our JFL program has been very successful.
And you guys come out of the JFL? Okay.
These guys were very successful when they were in JFL, and it's, you know, kind of, it's paid off. I mean, it was a building process of having that, and, you know, they basically run the same stuff that we run. I mean, it's the same offense, same defense. And, you know, when you get to it, and it makes it easier on the kids so they understand the terminology and the techniques that it takes, you know, by the time they get to us at the high school level, which is only, it's really benefited us. Well, you know,
what age is JFL?
JFL usually starts at fifth grade, but we've had, you know,
wow,
as low as fourth graders
grade.
Playing because,
really?
You know, they usually join with the fourth and the fifth and sixth graders if there's not enough kids in a class because, you know, again, Calhoun not very big, so sometimes we have small classes.
So you have a fifth and sixth grade team?
We've got a fifth and sixth grade team, and we got a seventh and eighth grade team.
Okay, and they play how many games?
I think they usually play about 7 or 8 games in regular season, then they have a playoff, like a little tournament at the end if they're eligible for it.
Are they playing the same time you're playing or different time of the year?
They play Saturdays. So, you know,
during the football season.
Yeah, for the most part, you know, most of our kids, especially if it's home games, all these guys will come there and support them. And I know that I go at every game, and all of our coaching staff goes to all the games. And, you know, it's an integral part. I mean, you know, J.D. Lorton runs the JFL there, and he's also an assistant for the varsity in the high school, or assistant for the high school. And, you know, me and him are really good friends. So, you know, we've kind of work together to make sure that everything's kosher with what we want to try to do to get accomplished, you know, at the high school level, which the ultimate goal has always been to win state championships. So, you know, I think it's really helped.
What do you think what do you think about your chances of winning one this year?
It's hard to say. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, it's one of those things where you just don't really know what's going to take place in each and every game. I mean, you just want to try to go day by day and just keep improving. I mean, ultimately, I talk about it, you know, mentioning state level, you know, championship level practices and your efforts and things of this nature. But ultimately, we're trying to just defeat the opponent that we're playing that week. And if we keep getting better and keep getting better, you just never know where the chips might fall. But I feel like we got a good chance anybody else.
You know, it's nice being a coach. Coaching at Calhoun, they've got a pretty rich tradition, but they've had their ups and downs. You know, they haven't been strong every year. You know, what's your thing about that?
Well, I mean, the rich tradition. You know, we've won state championships there. I've been in semifinals several times. I mean, quarterfinals. We've done just about as much as anybody in the whole area as far as success as a program. But yeah, it you know, at times it's tough because again, whenever you don't have a big enrollment and you got small classes, you know, we went through that. You know, where we had that, and it was very difficult to win. You know, and you know, as time goes on and you get, you know, some bigger classes and things of that nature, you know, I look at it as cycles, but as you get those bigger classes, you know, you're able to do some more, you know, especially whenever they have, you know, talented like these guys are.
Yeah. And the recruiting actually never stops, actually. I mean, it's from little on, from like like first grade, you're recruiting.
Yeah. You want kids to be excited about playing football, you know.
And the advantage that Calhoun has over other schools, you got in the fall, all it is football. There isn't anything else, is there? Is there another sport?
No, I think for the boys.
No,
I think we're co-op with Brussels this year for golf, which is good because there's some of those kids that want to do that.
I mean, you could do both of them.
But you know, for the most part, it's fall's football time. So there's not really anything
else. You don't have soccer to compete.
No soccer. It'd be very difficult for us if we had two big sports like that. You know, with the amount of kids that we have in the school.
Right. You know, now, anything you want to add to this interview before we wrap it up? Guys, anything? Anybody wants to say anything? No? Okay. I do want to share one thing. I was talking to you before the interview. And this year at WJBM, we plan on doing what we call a Friday night roundup. And we will have people at every game and Carrollton at Jerseyville and the Calhoun, and they will be able to basically be online with us at the game. And I have three big screen TVs in the studio, and we're going to have the games live via Huddle, YouTube, or the other one, whatever it is. And we'll have the games on, and then Craig, who is, you know, high school of famer as far as announcing goes, we'll be able to get basically call it kind of like the red zone they do in the NFL, you know. We'll be calling all three games at one time because they're all played at one time. And that'll be interesting, and I think I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. So I think we got six or seven games scheduled where everybody's playing. What do you think about that?
I think that's an awesome idea. Anytime you get exposure for the young men and women from these small communities, it's a great deal.
Yeah. All right. Well, gentlemen, we've ran out of time. Thanks so much for coming in today, and look at the best wishes. And I know you guys will do well this year. It's gonna be fun. So take care of yourself and be good out there.
Thanks, Chris, for having us.
My pleasure.